All right, level up your tech game, everyone, because today we are diving deep into the world of cloud security engineers.
Oh, yes.
And we've got this awesome roadmap to guide us.
It's a good one.
It is. It's by Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
This guy, he's a legend, seriously.
Yes.
98 consulting engagements.
Yeah.
That's some serious cloud security street cred right there.
That's a lot of experience to learn from.
For sure.
But here's what I think is really cool about this roadmap is that it's not just for tech wizards.
Right.
It's designed for literally anyone,
Yeah, it's super accessible.
like from, seasoned developers to folks who are just starting out.
You could be flipping burgers today and securing the cloud tomorrow.
I love that. I love that anyone can get into this.
Absolutely.
But you know what I found really interesting is that this roadmap
Yeah.
highlights this one unexpected skill
Oh, okay.
that's totally essential for success in cloud security.
Oh, I'm curious
And it
now.
might surprise you.
Okay, hit me.
It's Linux proficiency.
Now I know what you might be thinking, Linux. Isn't that for like hardcore hackers?
Right, in dark basements.
Exactly.
But trust me, it's not as intimidating as it sounds,
Okay.
and it is way more important than you might think.
I'm listening. Tell me more.
So much of the cloud runs on Linux.
Oh, that's right.
Think of it like the foundation
Okay.
of your cloud security fortress.
Okay, got it.
So if you're not comfortable with Linux, you're basically trying to build a castle on sand.
Yeah, that's not a good foundation.
No, it's not a good
That's
foundation.
gonna crumble for
You're
sure.
going to be working with command line interfaces,
Right.
managing servers, using security tools. All of that relies on Linux.
It's the language of the cloud.
It is. It's like learning the secret language of the cloud.
I like that, yeah.
The roadmap even recommends some specific distributions to start with.
Okay, like what?
So there's Ubuntu, which is known for being super user-friendly, kind of like the training wheels for Linux.
Okay, I like that. So like a good intro.
Yes, a good intro.
A good place to start.
Yeah.
What else?
And then there's Kali Linux,
I've heard of Kali.
which is like the go-to for pen testers.
Okay, yeah.
It's packed with all these tools for ethical hacking, security
Like
testing.
having your own virtual toolbox, right?
It
For
is.
finding vulnerabilities before the bad guys do
Exactly.
them.
Nice. Okay, so I'm sold. Linux it is. But hold on.
Okay.
The roadmap also emphasizes the importance of focusing on one cloud platform first.
Okay.
And they use AWS as an example.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
Well, AWS is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the cloud world right now.
It is,
They've
yeah.
got a massive ecosystem of services. Tons of companies rely on them.
Right.
So it's like becoming fluent in one language
Okay.
before you try to learn like five others all at once.
So mastering AWS is like getting your black belt in cloud security.
You got it. Once you have that solid foundation, you can branch out to others, for sure.
Okay.
But starting with one just keeps things from getting too overwhelming at the start.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got our Linux skills sharpened. We're
Right.
diving deep into AWS. What's next on our cloud security roadmap?
All right, now it's time to lay down the law, the core security principles that are going to guide everything we do in the cloud.
Ooh, exciting.
And trust me, we're not talking boring textbook definitions here.
Okay, good.
All right, so principle number one is the shared responsibility model.
Shared responsibility model. Okay.
It's all about understanding who is responsible for what when it comes to security in the cloud.
Okay, so who are the players in this cloud security game?
Well, you've got the cloud provider,
Okay.
like AWS,
Uh-huh.
and then you've got yourself, the customer.
Okay.
Think of it like renting an apartment.
All right, I like analogies. Let's go.
The landlord is responsible for the building security, right?
Makes sense.
Making sure the structure is sound, the doors have locks, the neighborhood is safe.
Right.
But you, the tenant, are responsible for securing your own apartment.
Okay.
So that means locking your doors, keeping your valuables safe.
Being smart.
Exactly. Being cautious about who you let in.
Okay, so the cloud provider secures the underlying infrastructure,
Right.
the data centers, the servers, the network, all that stuff.
They're like the landlord keeping the building safe.
Okay.
But you're responsible for securing everything inside your cloud environment,
Okay.
your applications, your data, your access controls, all of that.
It's a partnership.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility.
Got it. Okay, hit me with the second principle.
All right. Principle number two is defense in depth.
Defense in depth.
So
Okay.
imagine a medieval castle
Okay.
with multiple layers of defense,
Okay.
moats, walls, archers, the whole shebang.
This is way more exciting than I thought security principles would be.
Right. It's not just about having one big wall.
Right.
It's about creating multiple layers of security controls that all work together to protect your cloud environment.
So even if one layer fails, there are others in place to stop an attacker.
Exactly. So we're talking firewalls, intrusion detection systems, access controls, encryption, vulnerability scanning, you name it.
It's like having a security onion. You peel back one layer, there's another one waiting.
Exactly.
What's the third security principle?
Principle number three is all about being stingy with access.
Okay, I like that.
It's called least privilege.
Least privilege, okay.
Think of it like a key card that only unlocks specific doors.
Okay.
You only give users and systems access to the resources they absolutely need to do their jobs.
So if someone doesn't need access to a particular database or server,
right,
they don't get it.
Exactly.
No matter how much they whine about it.
No matter how much they beg, they don't get it.
I like it. So these three principles, shared responsibility, defense in depth, least privilege.
Yeah.
They're like the holy trinity of cloud security.
They're the foundation upon which we build a secure and resilient cloud environment.
Okay, so we've got our foundation, but I have a feeling things are about to get a little bit more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
What's next on our cloud security adventure?
Now we're going to step into the shadows and learn to think like the enemy.
Okay.
We need to adopt the hacker mindset.
Ooh.
Intrigue.
So we're going to channel our inner hacker.
Okay, so we're going to become hackers.
Well, not exactly.
Right.
But to truly secure the cloud,
yeah,
you have to understand how attackers think.
Okay.
What motivates them.
Okay.
And the tactics they use.
So we're not just building defenses. We're learning to anticipate the attacker's next move.
Precisely.
Okay.
That's where understanding the cloud kill chain comes in.
The cloud kill chain. Okay, break it down for us.
All right, so the cloud kill chain is a model that breaks down the stages an attacker goes through to compromise a cloud environment.
Okay.
It all starts with reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance, all right.
Where the attacker gathers information about your systems.
So they're doing your homework.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're looking for weaknesses, vulnerabilities, anything they can exploit. So they're like casing the joint, scoping out the target.
Exactly. Then comes weaponization.
Weaponization.
Where they develop their attack tools and techniques.
So they're building their arsenal.
Exactly. Crafting the perfect weapon for their cloud heist.
Okay.
And then the next step, of course, is the actual attack.
The attack. Okay.
They launch their attack, try to exploit the vulnerabilities they found.
Okay.
If successful, they gain a foothold in your cloud environment.
This is getting intense.
It is.
Okay.
But, you know, knowing these stages helps us disrupt their plans.
Okay.
We can implement countermeasures at each step of the kill chain.
Right.
Making it much harder for them to succeed.
So it's all about being proactive.
Yes.
Anticipating their moves and stopping them in their tracks.
You got it. Knowledge is power.
Okay.
And understanding the cloud kill chain gives us the power to defend our cloud fortress effectively.
Okay. I'm loving this hacker mindset.
It's a good one.
But how do we actually put it into practice? Like, what are some ways we can test our defenses to make sure we're ready for anything?
Well, one of the best ways is to use a purple team approach.
Purple team, okay.
It's like having a friendly competition within your own security team.
Okay. I'm intrigued. How does a purple team work?
So you divide your team into two groups.
Okay.
You've got the red team, who act as the attackers, trying to break into your systems.
So they're like the bad guys in this scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you've got the blue team, who are the defenders, responsible for protecting the systems and stopping the red team.
So it's like a simulated attack.
Yes.
A chance to see how well your defenses hold up in a real world scenario.
Exactly. And the purple team approach brings those two teams together, red and blue, to work collaboratively.
So they're working together.
They are. They share their knowledge, test their skills, and identify vulnerabilities before the real bad guys find them.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great approach.
It's like having your own in-house security sparring partner.
Yes.
Constantly pushing each other to get better.
It's a great way to improve your security posture.
Okay.
And make sure you're ready for whatever the cloud throws at you.
Okay, so we're thinking like hackers, we're testing our defenses.
Yeah.
But in this fast-paced world of cloud security where things are constantly changing,
right,
there's one tool that I think can really give us an edge.
And that is?
Automation.
Oh, automation, yeah.
Tell me why it's so crucial for cloud security.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
In the cloud, everything happens at scale.
Right.
You could be dealing with hundreds or even thousands of servers, applications, and users.
Yeah.
Trying to manage all of that manually would be a nightmare.
They'd be impossible, yeah.
Exactly. So automation allows us to streamline security tasks.
Okay.
enforce policies consistently, respond to incidents much faster.
So it's like having a tireless army of security robots working 24/7 to keep our cloud safe.
I like that. It's a good analogy.
Okay, so what kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, scripting languages like Bash, Python, and PowerShell are essential for cloud security engineers. They allow you to automate tasks, create custom security tools, and integrate with other systems.
It's like having the secret code to control the cloud.
Exactly.
I like it. So what else?
And then there's infrastructure as code.
Infrastructure as code.
Or IAC,
right,
which is all about defining your infrastructure and security configurations in code.
Wait, code for infrastructure? That sounds intense.
It might sound intimidating, but tools like Terraform make it surprisingly easy.
Okay.
Think of it like a blueprint that automatically builds and secures your cloud infrastructure.
Okay.
You define your desired state, and Terraform makes it happen.
So it's like having a self-building, self-securing cloud environment.
Exactly. It ensures consistency, reduces errors.
Makes things easier.
And makes it much easier to manage security at scale.
Okay. It sounds like a game changer.
It is. It's a game changer for cloud security.
Automation sounds like the ultimate superpower in the cloud.
It really is.
But there's another crucial piece of the puzzle we haven't discussed yet.
Oh, there is. Okay.
We're going to talk about identity and access management.
Okay. IAM.
IAM, yes.
All right.
So IAM is like the gatekeeper of our cloud fortress.
Absolutely. It's all about controlling who has access to what in your cloud environment.
So what kind of credentials are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking user accounts, permissions, roles, policies, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
IAM ensures that only authorized individuals and services can interact with your cloud data and applications.
So it's all about verifying identities and making sure everyone has the right level of access.
You got it.
To what they need.
Exactly. And the roadmap even mentions AWS IAM Identity Center.
Okay.
Which is a powerful tool for managing identities and permissions across your entire AWS organization.
So it's like mission control for access.
You got it. And just like any security system, IAM has its own set of best practices.
Right.
One of the most important is key rotation.
Key rotation? Sounds like something out of a spy movie.
It's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
It's like changing the locks on your doors regularly to prevent anyone with an old key from getting in.
Right. Okay. So we're protecting against those lost keys.
Exactly. Rotating your keys helps prevent unauthorized access, even if a key is compromised.
Smart move. So we've got our gatekeeper in place.
Yeah.
IAM. But what about the fortress itself?
Okay.
How do we secure the data and the network within our cloud environment?
That's where network security comes in.
Network security.
Okay, yeah. It's all about building those layers of defense, the moats and the walls.
Okay.
To protect your cloud network from unauthorized access and those pesky attacks.
So it's like building a digital fortress around our precious cloud data.
Exactly. We want to make it as difficult as possible for attackers to breach those walls.
Okay, and how do we do that?
Well, vulnerability management is essential.
Vulnerability management, okay.
It's all about finding and fixing security holes in your systems before the bad guys do.
So it's like patching up any cracks in your castle walls.
Exactly. A well-maintained fortress is a secure fortress.
Right. Makes sense.
Then there's auditing.
Auditing.
Which is like having a security inspection. We regularly check our security logs, configurations, and permissions to make sure everything is in order.
Right, keeping an eye on things.
Exactly. It's like having the guards patrol the perimeter, making sure no one is sneaking in.
So we're patching up the walls, we're patrolling the perimeter.
Right.
What else can we do to fortify our cloud fortress?
Penetration testing is another crucial part of network security.
Penetration testing.
This is where we hire ethical hackers.
Wait, we're inviting hackers to attack us?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Okay.
But don't worry, these are the good guys.
Okay.
They're ethical hackers who use their skills to find vulnerabilities and help us fix them before the real bad guys find them.
So it's like a controlled attack on our own systems.
It is.
A chance to see how well our defenses hold up in a real world scenario.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a sparring partner who can really test your skills.
I like it.
And, you know, AWS offers a whole suite of security services that can help strengthen our network security posture.
Okay, tell us more about these AWS security superheroes.
Well, there's Amazon Macy.
Amazon Macy.
Which is like a bloodhound for sensitive data.
Oh.
It helps you discover and protect sensitive information in AWS.
Okay.
Making sure it doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
I like that. A digital bloodhound.
Exactly.
Always on the scent of sensitive data.
Always sniffing out those data leaks.
What else have we got?
Then there's Amazon Athena.
Amazon Athena.
Which is like a data detective.
Okay.
It allows you to query your security logs and find insights that might otherwise go unnoticed.
So it's like sifting through all the data, trying to find those clues.
Exactly. It's like having a super-powered magnifying glass for your cloud security data.
Ooh, I like that.
And then we have CloudTrail,
CloudTrail.
which is like a security camera that never blinks. It tracks all API activity in your AWS account,
Okay.
providing a detailed audit trail.
So it's like a black box recorder for our cloud environment.
You got it, capturing every action and event.
Okay, so we've got our security bloodhound, our data detective, and our all-seeing security camera.
Right.
But what about the data itself?
Okay.
How do we make sure it's protected even if someone manages to breach our fortress walls?
That's where data security comes in.
Is it a security?
It's all about protecting your sensitive information from unauthorized access, disclosure, or modification.
Okay.
And one of the most powerful tools in our data security arsenal is encryption.
Encryption.
Right.
That's where you'd scramble the data so it's unreadable without the right key.
Exactly.
It's like turning your data into a secret code.
And it's important to encrypt your data both in transit,
Okay.
when it's moving between systems,
Okay.
and at rest,
At rest.
when stored in databases or on disk.
So it's like double bagging your valuables,
Right.
making sure they're protected no matter where they are.
You want to make it as difficult as possible for attackers to make sense of your data, even if they manage to get their hands on it.
Makes sense. So how do we do that?
Well, AWS provides a service called AWS KMS,
AWS KMS.
which helps manage your encryption keys.
So it's like the master key ring, keeping all of our encryption keys safe and sound.
Exactly. It's like having a secure vault for your most sensitive data.
I like it. Okay, so we've got encryption to protect our data. What else do we need to worry about?
Well, you need to think about where you're storing that data.
Okay.
Cloud storage services like S3 buckets
Right?
are incredibly convenient,
Yeah.
but they can also be vulnerable to misconfiguration.
What do you mean by misconfiguration?
It's like accidentally leaving the door to your storage locker wide open.
Oh.
If you're not careful,
Yeah.
you could accidentally expose your data to the public.
Yikes.
But thankfully, AWS offers a service called Amazon MACI, remember our digital bloodhound.
Right, always on the scent of sensitive data.
Well, MACI can analyze your S3 buckets and identify any sensitive data that might be exposed,
Okay.
helping you avoid those costly and embarrassing data breaches.
So it's like having a security guard watching over your storage lockers 24/7, making
Exactly.
sure everything is locked up tight.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got encryption, we've got secure storage,
Right.
we've got a whole team of security services watching over our cloud environment.
We do.
We're feeling pretty good about our defenses.
That's good. I like your confidence.
But even with all of these security measures in place,
Yeah.
I have a feeling we can't just sit back and relax.
Oh, no, you're right.
So you're telling me cloud security isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing?
Definitely not.
Okay.
The cloud is a dynamic environment,
Right.
and the threats are constantly evolving.
Right.
We need to be vigilant,
Okay.
constantly monitoring our cloud environment for any signs of trouble.
So what's the key to staying ahead of the curve in this ever-changing landscape?
Logging and monitoring, my friend.
Logging and monitoring. Okay.
Think of it like a security camera system for your cloud environment.
Okay, so I'm picturing a wall of monitors with live feeds from every corner of our cloud fortress.
Exactly. We want to know who's coming and going,
Okay.
what they're doing, if anything suspicious is happening.
So it's all about collecting data about activity within our cloud environment.
Right, and that's where logging comes in.
Logging,
We can
okay.
collect logs from all of our systems and applications,
Okay.
capturing every event, every action, every login attempt.
So we're leaving a trail.
We are. It's like having a detailed record of everything that's going on in our cloud.
Okay, so we're collecting all this data,
Yeah.
but how do we actually make sense of it? It must be like drinking from a fire hose.
That's where monitoring comes in.
Monitoring, right?
We use tools to analyze those logs, looking for patterns, anomalies, and any signs of trouble.
Right.
It's like having a team of security analysts constantly reviewing the footage from our cloud surveillance system.
Okay, so we're not just watching the cameras, we're actively looking for anything suspicious.
Exactly. And thankfully, AWS provides some excellent tools for logging and
Yeah.
monitoring.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's CloudTrail, which we already mentioned, that tracks all API activity.
Right, our cloud black box recorder.
Exactly. And then there's CloudWatch,
CloudWatch.
which collects metrics and logs from your AWS resources,
Okay.
giving you a holistic view of your cloud environment.
So CloudWatch is like our central dashboard.
You got it.
Okay.
And for even deeper analysis, we can use Amazon Athena to query those logs and find insights that might otherwise go unnoticed.
So it's like having a data mining team digging for security gold in our cloud logs.
Precisely. And there are also other popular log analysis platforms out there,
Oh, okay.
like the ELK Stack and Splunk, that offer even more powerful capabilities.
Awesome. Okay, so we're logging everything, we're monitoring everything.
We
We've
are.
got our security team on high alert.
They're ready.
We're feeling pretty unstoppable right now.
That's the spirit.
But, even with the best defenses in the world, sometimes things just go wrong.
You're right, they do.
So what happens if, despite all of our best efforts, our cloud fortress is breached?
Oh,
What's our plan?
that's where incident response and disaster recovery come in.
Incident response, disaster recovery, okay?
It's all about being prepared for the worst,
Yeah.
even when we're hoping for the best.
So it's like having an escape plan just in case things go sideways.
Exactly. The first thing we need is a plan, a set of predefined incident response playbooks
Playbooks, okay.
that outline the steps to take in case of a security incident.
Okay, so it's like a fire drill for our cloud.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone knows their role and what to do in case of an emergency.
Exactly. These playbooks cover everything from identifying the threat
Okay.
to containing the damage to recovering our systems.
Right.
And the more we practice, the better prepared we'll be when a real incident occurs.
Right. Practice makes perfect, especially when it comes to security incidents.
Absolutely. And you know what else can really help us respond quickly and effectively?
What's that?
Automation.
Ah, our trusty security robot army comes to the rescue again.
Exactly. We can automate tasks like isolating compromised systems, blocking malicious traffic, even restoring data from backups.
So it's like having a rapid response team that can instantly spring into action.
Exactly. And then there's disaster recovery,
Disaster
which
recovery.
is all about having a plan in place to recover our critical data and applications as quickly as possible in case of a major outage.
So it's like having a backup plan for a backup plan.
Absolutely. Always be prepared.
Always be prepared. Okay.
And there are a few different approaches we can take.
Like what?
Well, one option is a good old-fashioned backup and restore strategy.
Okay.
We regularly back up our data and applications to a separate location and then restore them if our primary environment goes down.
So it's like having a spare tire for our cloud car just in case we get a
For a conflict
flash.
analogy,
Okay.
what else? Another option is to have a multi-site active-active setup.
Multi-site active-active.
Okay, this is where we run our applications in multiple cloud regions simultaneously.
Okay.
So one region goes down, the other region can seamlessly take over.
So it's like having two engines on an airplane just in case one fails.
Exactly. Redundancy is key in disaster recovery.
I like it. What else?
And then there's the warm standby approach,
Standby.
where
Wow.
we have a secondary environment that's ready to go,
Okay.
but it's not actively running until the primary environment fails.
So it's like having a spare generator that kicks in when the power goes out.
Exactly. It's all about having options,
Somewhere.
being prepared for any eventuality.
Okay, we have covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
We have explored the core principles of cloud security,
Right.
the hacker mindset,
Yeah.
the power of automation, the importance of IAM, how to secure the network and data within our cloud environment,
Right.
the critical role of logging and monitoring, and the need for incident response and disaster recovery plans.
We've covered it all.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But you know what's really cool about this roadmap?
What's that?
Is that it recognizes that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to becoming a cloud security engineer.
Right.
It caters to diverse starting
I
points.
love that.
So no matter your background, there's a path for you in this exciting field.
So whether you're a seasoned IT pro or just starting out, there's a way to make your mark in the world of cloud security.
Absolutely.
All right, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's take a moment to recap what we've learned so far.
Okay.
We started by highlighting the surprising importance of Linux proficiency as the foundation for a career in cloud security.
It all starts with Linux.
It does.
That's the foundation.
And we talked about focusing on one cloud platform like AWS
Right.
to build a strong foundation before branching out to others.
Makes sense.
Absolutely. Then we explored the three core security principles:
Oh, yeah.
shared responsibility, defense in depth, and least privilege.
Those are important.
They are.
Those are our guiding principles.
Those are the guiding stars for our cloud security journey.
I like that, guiding stars.
And we talked about, adopting a hacker mindset.
Right. Thinking like the enemy.
Yes. putting ourselves in the shoes of an attacker to anticipate their moves and proactively strengthen our defenses.
We've got to stay one step ahead.
We do, and we also highlighted the power of automation.
Oh, yes.
And scripting for streamlining security tasks, enforcing consistency, and responding to incidents quickly and efficiently.
Automation is our superpower.
It is, and let's not forget about identity and access management.
I am our trusty gatekeeper.
A trusty gatekeeper.
Controlling access to our precious cloud data.
Absolutely. And we also dove into the details of securing the fortress itself, the network and data within our cloud environment.
Right.
We talked about network security techniques like vulnerability management, auditing, and penetration testing.
Those ethical hackers, they're our secret weapon.
They are. They help us find those weaknesses before the bad guys do.
Exactly.
And we emphasize the importance of data security, using encryption to protect our sensitive information, choosing secure storage options like S3 buckets. Expert.
Welcome back, cloud security enthusiasts.
It's great to be back.
Now that we've laid the groundwork,
yeah,
I'm super excited to explore how different backgrounds can actually lead to a successful career in cloud security.
This is where it gets really interesting.
It is.
You know, what's fascinating here is how this roadmap caters to different starting points.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned IT pro or just starting out, there's a path for you.
I love that. I love that anyone can get into this field.
Absolutely.
So let's start with the cloud engineers.
Okay.
These folks are already living and breathing cloud platforms.
They are. They're in the trenches.
So what do they need to focus on
right.
to transition into a cloud security role? Well, for them, it's all about shifting their mindset from building to protecting.
Okay.
They're already experts at building and managing cloud environments.
Right.
Now it's time to become security champions.
Okay. So it's less about learning entirely new things.
Right.
And more about looking at their existing cloud knowledge
yeah.
through a security lens.
Exactly. Imagine they're building a magnificent cloud skyscraper.
Okay.
Now they need to become the architects of its security system.
Oh, I like that.
Ensuring it's impenetrable from every angle.
So what specific areas should they focus on?
Well, IAM, network security, data protection, and compliance are going to be their new best friends.
They're going to have a lot of friends.
They are. They're going to have a whole security posse.
I like it.
They need to become fluent in the language of cloud security and understand how to integrate those principles into everything they do.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about security engineers.
Okay, security engineers.
They already have the security expertise, right?
Right, they're already security ninjas.
So what's their unique challenge in transitioning to the cloud?
You know, if we connect this to the bigger picture,
yep.
traditional security often focuses on protecting a fixed perimeter.
Okay.
Like a castle wall.
Yeah.
But the cloud is borderless.
Right.
It's dynamic, it's scalable.
Yeah.
Access is often controlled through APIs.
So it's like they're used to defending a castle and now they're tasked with securing an entire country.
Exactly.
Okay.
Their challenge is adapting their knowledge and skills to this new fluid world of the cloud.
So what are some key areas they need to master?
Well, they need to become fluent in cloud-specific security tools and services.
Okay.
Think securing serverless functions.
Okay.
Which are like little snippets of code that run in the cloud.
Okay.
Managing container security, those lightweight, portable packages of software that are all the rage these days.
Right.
And of course, getting comfortable with that shared responsibility model we talked about earlier.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is, they need to understand where their responsibilities begin and end.
Right.
In this shared cloud security landscape.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to systems administrators.
Okay, sysadmins.
Those masters of servers and networks.
They keep the lights on.
They do.
They're the unsung heroes.
What's their journey to cloud security like?
They get a ton of transferable skills.
Okay.
They're the ones who keep the servers humming, the networks flowing,
yeah.
the systems running smoothly.
They're the backbone.
But the cloud presents a unique challenge.
Oh.
Scale.
Scale. Okay.
Imagine going from managing a handful of servers in a cozy on-premise data center
yeah.
to potentially thousands of virtual machines spread across multiple cloud regions.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole different ballgame.
That's a huge leap.
It is. So their challenge is scaling up their knowledge and skills to match the vastness of the cloud.
Right.
They need to embrace cloud-specific concepts like infrastructure as code, IAC, using tools like Terraform to automate and manage their infrastructure at scale.
Okay.
They also need to master automated security monitoring. Because, let's face it, no human can keep up with the sheer volume of activity in a large cloud environment.
And that's too much.
And, of course, they need to learn how incident response plays out in the cloud, where everything moves at lightning speed.
Right. Okay, so we've covered cloud engineers, security engineers, and systems administrators. Now, what about the software developers?
Okay, the software developers.
They're the ones building the applications that run in the cloud.
Right, the code slingers.
How do they fit into this cloud security puzzle?
Software developers play a crucial role in cloud security.
Okay.
They're the architects of the cloud, the builders of the digital world.
Right.
And just like any architect, they need to design their creations with security in mind from the very beginning.
So it's about baking security into the applications from the start.
Exactly. Not just adding it on as an afterthought.
Right.
It's all about shifting left.
Shifting left. Okay.
Integrating security into the software development lifecycle. Or SDLC.
SDLC.
From the very beginning.
So it's not just about writing secure code. It's about thinking about security throughout the entire development process.
You got it. Developers need to understand secure coding practices.
Okay.
How to use security tools and libraries, and how to work with security teams to address vulnerabilities before they become major problems.
So they need to be proactive.
Exactly. They need to become security champions within their development teams.
Okay.
Advocating for security best practices and ensuring that security is baked into every line of code.
That makes sense. Now, this last category is particularly inspiring.
Okay.
What about people with no IT background at all?
All right, the newcomers.
Can they even dream of a career in cloud security?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, the cloud has opened up a world of opportunities for people from all walks of life.
I love that.
You don't need a SANSI degree or years of experience to break into this exciting field.
That is so encouraging, but where do they even begin? Okay. It can feel so overwhelming.
The key is to start with the fundamentals.
The fundamentals, okay.
Think of it like building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't start by putting on the roof.
All right.
You'd start with the foundation.
Okay, so build a solid foundation first.
Exactly. And for someone with no IT background, that means getting familiar with the basic building blocks of the cloud.
Okay, like what?
Start with Linux, the operating system that powers much of the cloud.
Okay.
Learn basic networking concepts, like how computers talk to each other.
Okay.
And get a foundational understanding of cloud computing itself.
Right. So, like, what is the cloud?
Exactly.
What are its benefits? What are its risks?
All of that, yeah.
Okay, so once they've got that foundation, what's next?
Then they can start exploring cloud security concepts.
Okay.
And the great thing is there are tons of resources available to help them along the way.
Okay, like what? Give us some examples.
Well, there are online courses, boot camps, tutorials, articles, videos, even entire communities dedicated to cloud security.
Wow.
And the roadmap specifically mentions AWS certifications as a good starting point.
Okay, certifications.
Yeah, the AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner Certification is a great way to get your feet wet with AWS and learn about basic cloud security concepts.
So it's like getting your learner's permit for the cloud security highway.
Exactly.
Okay.
And once they've got that foundation, they can move on to more advanced certifications that focus specifically on cloud security.
So they can level up?
They can level up. Get their cloud security driver's license.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the resources. We've got the certifications.
We do.
But how do they actually gain practical experience?
Right.
You can't just become a cloud security expert by reading books and taking tests, right?
You're absolutely right. Hands-on experience is crucial.
Okay.
But the good news is there are lots of online labs and platforms
where
you can practice your cloud security skills in a safe environment.
So they can experiment, make mistakes, learn from those mistakes.
Exactly.
All without risking a real-world security breach.
That's right. It's a safe space to learn and grow.
Okay, so like a cloud security sandbox.
Exactly.
And they can build real-world cloud security projects.
Yeah.
Create their own security tools.
Yep.
And contribute to open-source security projects.
It's all about learning by doing.
It is.
Getting your hands dirty.
And I'm guessing networking with other cloud security professionals can also be incredibly helpful.
Absolutely. Attend meetups. Join online forums, connect with people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
The cloud security community is incredibly welcoming and supportive.
That's great to hear.
It is. It's a great community to be a part of.
So to wrap up this segment, whether you're a seasoned IT professional or just starting out, there's a path for you in the world of cloud security.
Absolutely.
This roadmap is your guide.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's up to you to take the next step.
That's right. The cloud is a vast and ever-changing landscape.
It is.
And there's always something new to learn.
Yeah.
So embrace the challenge.
Yeah.
Be curious. and never stop exploring.
I love that.
The world of cloud security needs you.
It does. It needs all of us. All right, welcome back, cloud security trailblazers.
Back for more.
We've talked about the essential skills,
right,
the hacker mindset,
yeah,
and even how different backgrounds, right, can lead to a career in cloud security.
Uh-huh.
Now let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay, let's do it.
How can you, the listener,
right,
take this roadmap and make it your own?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question.
How do you personalize this journey?
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating,
yeah,
how this roadmap breaks down guidance for five common backgrounds.
Right.
It's like having a customized guide based on where you're starting from.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this.
Okay.
First up, we've got our cloud engineers.
Cloud engineers.
Those masters of building and managing cloud environments.
Right. They're already in the cloud.
They are.
Yeah.
So what are their next steps on the road to security mastery?
Imagine you're already a skilled chef creating delicious cloud dishes.
Okay.
Now it's about adding a new ingredient to your repertoire.
Mm.
Security.
Okay.
You don't have to start from scratch.
Right.
But you do need to learn how to infuse those security flavors into everything you cook up.
So for cloud engineers, it's about taking their existing skills and adding a layer of security expertise on top.
Precisely. They've already got the cloud chops.
Okay.
Now it's about learning the security recipes.
Okay.
IAM, network security, data protection, and compliance.
Right.
Those are the spices.
Those are the spices.
That will transform them from cloud chefs into cloud security master chefs.
I love that.
It's a good analogy.
It is.
So they need to become fluent in the language of cloud security.
Right.
Understand the tools,
yeah,
the techniques,
yeah,
the best practices. It's about shifting their mindset to prioritize security in every decision they make.
They need to be thinking about security all the time.
All the time. They need to become the security guardians of their cloud creations.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's shift gears to our security engineers.
Security engineers.
They already have the security expertise.
Right, they're the security pros.
So what's their unique challenge when it comes to the cloud?
You know, think about it. They're like seasoned detectives.
Okay.
Used to investigating crime scenes and tracking down digital culprits.
Right.
But the cloud is like a whole new city.
Okay.
With different rules, different technologies, and different threats.
So they need to adapt their investigative skills to this new cloud-based environment.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture,
okay,
traditional security often focuses on protecting a fixed perimeter.
Like a bank vault.
Like a bank vault.
Mm-hmm.
But the cloud is more like a bustling marketplace.
Okay.
With data flowing freely between different services and applications.
So it's less about guarding a single point of entry and more about securing the entire flow of data.
You got it. They need to master cloud-specific security tools and services.
Okay.
Things securing serverless functions, those tiny pieces of code that run in the cloud.
Right.
Managing container security, making sure those portable software packages are locked down tight.
Okay.
And, of course, understanding that shared responsibility model we discussed earlier.
Right. That's a big one.
It is. They need to know where their jurisdiction ends and the cloud provider's begins.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about systems administrators.
Okay, sysadmins.
Those masters of servers and networks.
Keeping the digital world running.
They are. What's their transition to cloud security look like?
They're like the master mechanics of the digital world.
Oh, okay.
Keeping all the gears turning smoothly.
Right.
But the cloud is like a whole new engine.
Okay.
More complex, more dynamic, operating at a much larger scale.
So it's about scaling up their knowledge and skills to match the vastness of the cloud.
Exactly. Imagine going from tuning up a single car engine,
okay,
to managing the entire transportation system of a bustling metropolis.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It is. That's the kind of shift we're talking about.
So what are some key areas they need to focus on?
They need to embrace cloud-specific concepts. Like infrastructure as code.
IaaS.
IaaS. Using tools like Terraform to manage their infrastructure as code.
Okay.
Ensuring consistency and repeatability across their entire cloud environment.
Got it.
They also need to master automated security monitoring.
Right. Because there's just so much data.
There is. Let's face it. No human can keep up with the fire hose of data.
Yeah.
Generated by a large cloud environment.
It's too much.
And, of course, they need to learn how incident response works in the cloud.
Okay.
Where everything moves at lightning speed.
Right. Okay. Now, for the software developers out there.
Software developers, all right.
Those architects of the digital world.
Building the applications we all use.
What's their role in this cloud security saga?
You know, what's fascinating here is the idea of shifting left.
Shifting left.
Integrating security into every stage of the software development lifecycle.
Okay.
From design to deployment.
So it's not just about writing secure code.
Right.
It's about baking security into the DNA of every application they create.
Precisely. Imagine a building where security isn't just an afterthought.
Okay.
But an integral part of the architectural design.
Okay.
Embedded in the foundation, the walls, the very structure of the building itself.
That's a powerful image.
It is.
So it's about building security in from the ground up.
Right. Developers need to adopt secure coding practices.
Right.
Use security tools and libraries.
Okay.
And work closely with security teams to catch and fix vulnerabilities early on.
So it's a team effort.
It is. They need to become security advocates within their development teams.
Okay.
Promoting a culture of security throughout the entire organization.
Got it. Okay, now for the final category.
The final category, right.
And this one is particularly inspiring.
It is. It's a good one.
What about folks with no IT background at all?
Okay, the newcomers.
Can they really carve out a career in cloud security?
Absolutely. The cloud has opened up a whole new world of possibilities.
It has.
And it's never too late to start.
Okay, that's encouraging. But where do they even begin? It can feel so daunting.
You're right. It can be overwhelming. But the key is to take it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Start with the fundamentals.
The fundamentals.
Okay. Learn the basics of Linux, networking, and cloud computing.
Right.
There are tons of free resources available online, from tutorials to online courses to interactive labs.
Free resources. I love that.
Yeah, there's no excuse not to get started.
So build that solid foundation first.
Exactly. Then explore cloud security concepts.
Okay.
Get familiar with the different types of threats.
Okay.
The tools and techniques used to protect against them.
Right.
And the best practices for building a secure cloud environment. And the roadmap specifically mentions AWS certifications as a great way to demonstrate your knowledge and skills to potential employers.
So those certifications are like badges of honor proving your cloud security prowess.
Exactly. And the best part is you don't need to spend years in a classroom to get certified.
Right.
There are plenty of online programs and self-paced courses that can help you earn those credentials on your own time.
That's great.
So you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule.
So to sum it all up,
yeah.
No matter your background,
right.
There is a path for you in cloud security.
Absolutely.
This roadmap provides the framework.
It's your guide.
But it's up to you to take the next step.
You have to put in the work.
You do.
But the rewards are definitely worth it.
They are. All right. This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of cloud security.
It has. We've covered a lot.
We have. We've explored the essential skills, the mindset, and the paths you can take to embark on this exciting career journey.
And, you know, we've just scratched the surface.
We have. The cloud is a vast and ever-changing landscape.
It is.
And continuous learning is essential.
Absolutely. You got to stay ahead of the curve.
You do. Huge thanks to Krishna Kumar Mahadevan for creating this incredible roadmap.
Yeah, he's a true cloud security guru.
He is. We'll be sure to include a link to the full PDF
and
his website, mkkpro.com, in the show notes.
Awesome. And to our listeners.
Yes.
We want to hear from you.
We do.
What are your biggest cloud security challenges?
What resources have you found helpful on your journey?
Yeah. Share your insights in the comments.
And we might even feature some of your stories in a future episode.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would. Until next time, stay curious, stay secure, and keep exploring the vast and exciting world of cloud security.
See you next time.